25 years ago, a Swedish professor came to see my teacher, Ajahn Chah, in Thailand. Already, meditation had a reputation for helping with health, with physical and mental well-being. And the Swedish government had asked a professor of psychology for one of their great universities to go to every meditation master in the East to find out about meditation. And the professor was asking the same four questions of every guru and meditation master. And now he came to ask those questions of my teacher, Ajahn Chah. And the four questions were, what is meditation? Number two, why do you meditate? Number three, how do you meditate? And number four, what do you get out of meditation? Okay, now translate.
咁咧喺25年前咧，咁有一位嚟自於瑞典嘅。 Swedish，Swedish，Swedish professor，系嚟自于瑞典嘅一个教授啦，就嚟参访呢个阿根查啦。阿根查系禅师嘅导师啦吓。阿根查咧，咁当时咧就问呢个阿根查四条问题噶。咁呢四条问题咧就系乜嘢系禅修啦？点解我哋要去禅修啦？点样去？ 禅修啦，同埋禅修有乜好處啊？咁其實咧，呢一位教授咧係心理學系嘅一個教授，係當地嘅一個好著名嘅大學嘅教授嚟嘅。咁當時咧，政府咧就派咗好多個學者咧，就去到東南亞地區咧，就問探訪一啲嘅導師，然後向佢哋咧去問頭先嗰四條問題。
And my master answered those four questions on a piece of paper and gave them to the translator. And the translator said to the Swedish professor, the answer to your first question, what is meditation? My wise and enlightened master, this is his answer, listen carefully. The answer to the question, what is meditation, is what is eating. Your second question, why do you meditate? My eminent master says, the answer is, why do you eat? And the third question, how do you meditate? His answer is, how do you eat? And the fourth question, what do you get out of meditation? His answer is, what do you get out of eating? And the Swedish professor was very angry. He said, I can't take those answers to my government. And Ajahn Chah said, well, that's all you're getting.
咁呢，當時阿根查呢，就用紙面上，即係寫喺張紙度呢，就回答呢四條問題啦。第一條問題，禅修係乜嘢嘢？咁阿根查嘅答案就係食嘢係咩嚟嘅呢？ 咁第二條問題就係點解我哋要禪修啊？咁阿根查就咁樣答嘅，就係點解我哋要食嘢？咁點樣去禪修呢？咁個答案就係點樣去食嘢咯？咁最後呢，就係禪修有乜好處啊？咁答案就係食嘢有乜好處啊？咁阿根查就用呢四條問題去答咗嗰四條問題啦。咁當時嗰個瑞典嘅教授好嬲啦，佢話呢，我冇可能攞呢 啲答案返去呢，交俾我啲我政府嗰啲官員嘅。咁但係阿根查就話啦，呢個就係所有嘅答案啦。
But that wasn't a joke. That was very profound answer. Because what is eating anyway? Do you have to study a book to find out what eating is? I have been in Hong Kong for almost 3 days now. You're very good at eating in Hong Kong. And so you know how to eat. And why do you eat? For health of the body. And what do you get out of eating? Strength and energy to do your duties to your family, to your business, and to yourself in this world. So, that's exactly why those answers were given. What is meditation? It's a natural thing which people do. Don't make it complicated. Why do you meditate? For mental health and peace and well-being. How do you meditate? So simple, just like you learn how to eat. It's such a simple thing to do. And what do you get out of meditating? This beautiful power in your mind to be able to enhance your life in ways beyond your wildest dreams.
好啦，咁当时教授就以为姜茶玩佢啦，但其实就唔系嘅。咁其实呢姜茶就善于呢，即係用一啲好简单嘅答案答出一啲好深奥嘅嘢。咁佢就用呢个四个问题呢，就将禅修入面最深嘅嘢都带到出嚟㗎。咁其实呢个重点就系咩呢？点解要用食嘢我嚟做比喻呢？就系食嘢同禅修一样啦，都系啲好简单嘅嘢。我哋自自然呢就懂得去做呢样嘢㗎。咁法师话呢，譬如佢喺香港就发现香港人就好识食嘅。咁但系呢从来都唔会有个研究去研究怎样去吃啊，不需要的，因为吃东西就是一些很简单很基本的东西的。那什么是禅修呢？还有什么是吃东西呢？那其实呢，首先吃东西和禅修都是 很自然的东西。那他们这样做的原因呢，就是希望呢得到一个心灵的健康啦，身体的健康啦。咁另外呢就係點樣去禅修同埋點樣食嘢都係好簡單嘅啫，即係其實就完全唔需要將佢咁複雜化嘅。咁最後呢就係禅修有好處。咁禅修嘅好處呢就係我哋可以呢發掘我哋內心一啲好美麗嘅力量啦，好深沉嘅力量啦。咁呢啲力量可以幫助我哋呢係改善我哋日常生活啦，等等，仲有好多好多好處嘅。
But in the Western world especially, there's so much research has gone on about the power of meditation. And that research we've been carried out in the top universities of our world, such as Oxford and Harvard. They have found out enormous benefits of meditation. Professor of Harvard had been following meditators for many, many years. And to her surprise, the brain actually grows bigger when you meditate. You have more gigabytes between your ears.
咁呢政府呢就其實即係除咗政府之外，就好多人都對禅修嘅好處呢都好鍾意研究㗎。咁好多嘅著名嘅大學，例如哈佛大學呢，佢哋都做咗好多研究㗎。咁其中一位教授呢，佢就做咗一個追蹤研究啦，睇下禅修嘅人啦個生活有咩唔同。咁佢哋發現呢，禅修嘅人呢個腦呢係大啲㗎，即係多啲細胞，多啲容量㗎。
About 3 or 4 years ago, newspapers throughout the world reported that one of the best public schools in UK, Wellington Public School, had introduced meditation as a compulsory subject for every child in that high school. And when they interviewed the principal, the headmaster, "Are you a Buddhist? Are you trying to convert all your students to this Eastern religion?" He said, "No. The only reason I'm introducing meditation as a compulsory subject for all of my students is because it improves their academic performance. They are smarter, and our school gets better results at the O levels and the A levels."
咁幾年前呢，喺英國嘅一間好著名嘅中學，威靈頓中學，咁呢間名校嚟嘅，咁個校長呢就 將呢個禅修咧成為一個必修課嚇，所有學生都要修嘅。咁有記者走去問佢啦，你係咪佛教徒啊？你叫人禅修係咪想人哋皈依佛教啊？咁樣嚇，咁個教授就話唔係嘅。咁佢話咧解釋到啦嚇，佢唯一嘅原因就將禅修列為必修課程咧，就原因就係透過禅修咧，學生嘅成績係可以提升到嘅。學生係會比較聰明啲，咁事實上佢哋喺兩個公開試，即係 O level 同埋 A level 咧，都係考得好好嘅。
So tell your children learn how to meditate, and you can get your homework done much quicker, and you still get top grades, and you can play many more video games.
嚇！咁大家可以翻去咧，就叫你嗰啲仔女咧，就學下點樣禅修。咁你醒啲咧，你功課做得快啲啊，咁多啲時間去打機啦啊，咁你成績又好啲。
Research has shown how meditation improves your health. I know one man, many people. This is one story amongst many. He went to see his doctor. He had cancer of the lungs. The doctor took X-ray, and he showed the X-ray.The cancer was through both lobes of the lungs. The doctor said, usually we do surgery, but if we did surgery, we take every part of your lung away, you die. It's not an option. We can give you radiation therapy, chemotherapy, but the cancer is so far advanced, all it will do is maybe extend your life by 2 or 3 months.You're going to die, said the doctor. Go home, said the doctor. Talk it over with your wife, what you want to do, and come back again in 1 week's time.
咁禅修好處仲係咧係咩咧？咁法師舉咗個例子嚇，就好多喺好多個例子入邊嘅其中一個嘅啫啊。咁咧就禅修嘅好處就可以幫我哋咧係改善我哋嘅健康嘅。咁佢講嗰個例子咧就係佢被有一個學生咧就被驗出咧係末期嘅肺癌啊。咁醫生咧就同佢照過啦，就發現咧佢兩邊嘅肺葉咧都有癌細胞嘅，係滿曬嘅。咁佢話如果做外科手術啦，要切割個癌細胞咧，佢差唔多成兩個肺都切曬㗎啦，冇㗎嚇。咁所以咧佢就話咧就外科手術就唔得㗎啦，咁一係做放射治療，一係做化療咁樣嚇。咁咧就如果做呢兩樣嘢咧，咁佢可能仲有2至3個月嘅命。咁佢就叫嗰個人咧就翻去同大家商量一下，點樣可以即係改，即係佢嘅決定係乜嘢啊？咁叫佢一個禮拜後咧嚟復診嘅。
When he went back 1 week later, he decided just let nature take its course. Why have chemotherapy or radiation therapy when you only extend my life for such a short time?But before he went to see the doctor insisted on taking another X-ray to see how the disease had advanced in the last 7 days. When he went into a specialist room, the specialist was looking at the X-ray, shaking his head. My friend, who was George said, It's got worse, hasn't it, doctor? How many days have I got left?It reminds me of another story about the man who went to see his doctor. And he had terminal cancer too. And he asked, how long have I got to live, doctor? And the doctor said, 10. 10 what? Said the man. Months, weeks, days? And the doctor continued, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
That's joke.
But you haven't finished your story, so you want to finish your story first?
That's late so far. Haven't come to the punchline yet.
Okay. 咁跟住佢一個禮拜後翻去睇醫生啦，復診，咁就同醫生講啦，我哋都係決定聽天由命啦，乜都唔做嚇，因為咧即係做咁多嘢都係可以延長即係咁短嘅時間，咁無謂啦。咁個人叫George 啊，佐治，咁佢醫生咧就堅持咧要幫佢再照下，睇下過去嗰7日咧究竟嗰、那個。
即係癌細胞嘅擴散嘅情況係點樣啊？咁跟住照完之後咧，個醫生就搖曬頭啊，擰曬頭，咁咧就咁跟住嗰個弟子就好緊張問個醫生啦嚇，即係喂你我仲有幾耐命啊咁樣嚇。咁講到呢度嘅時候咧，法師就講第二個故事啦。個故事又係另一個病人末期癌症嘅，都係就問個醫生有有幾多日啦？唔係我仲有幾耐命？咁醫生就答十。啊，咁個病人就覺得好奇怪，究竟係十日啦、十個月啦、十個禮拜定係十年啦？跟住呢個醫生咧就繼續數啊，九、八、七咁樣倒數喺度啊。
And the doctor said, "I'm shaking my head, not because it's got worse. I'm shaking my head because your cancer has completely disappeared. Look at these two X-rays. 1 week ago." It was all over your lungs. Now your lungs are completely clear. George, what have you been doing? And George said, meditating. Carry on, said the doctor. And George, he's been coming to my monastery for the last 3 or 4 years since that. Meditation cured his cancer. And that's one out of many, many examples.Of people who've meditated, and amazing mental, amazing physical healings have happened.
咁George 咧，即係就見到醫生擰曬頭啦，就問個醫生仲有佢仲有幾耐命嚇？咁點知咧，原來醫生擰頭嘅原因咧，就係醫生發現咧，佢啲癌細胞全部唔見曬啊，個肺咧係好靚嘅，清曬嘅。咁跟住佢將兩幅相對比咧，一個禮拜前同埋而家，咁發現咧呢個禮拜前係癌細胞就成個肺都係嘅，而家就完全冇曬。跟住醫生就奇怪問阿George你嗰七日做咗啲乜嘢嘢啊？咁阿George又回答咧：我七日就喺度禅修緊嘅。咁醫生就話：咁你繼續去禅修啦嚇。咁阿George咧就自從嗰次事件之後，呢幾年啊三四年來都係一直喺法師嗰度咧，就一路係禅修嘅。咁George嘅個案只係好多個案入邊其中一個嘅啫啊。咁就係禅修咧係可以令到我哋身體保持健康。
In California, United States, we have a monastery there. And they told me that everybody, even the monks, has to get health insurance. And it's very, very expensive. But they also told me that if you can get a monk to sign a form saying that you meditate, you get a substantial reduction in the amount of money you have to pay.Because everybody knows you meditate and you don't get so sick and you live long. Even insurance companies know that. So, if you want to live long and healthy, you have to meditate.
咁喺加州咧有一個禅修中心啦嚇，咁咧就嗰個。大家知道美國一定要求啲人咧要買保險噶，咁當地嘅保險係非常之貴嘅啲保費。咁但係咧喺本條文嗰度有一條咧係咁樣樣嘅，就係話如果你能夠揾到法師證明你係經常禪修咧，佢哋可以減好多保費嘅嚇。咁所以咧即係就算保險公司都知道嚇，原來咧即係禪修係可以令到人哋身體健康嘅。咁所以如果各位咧你又想長命又想健康咧，你就嚟禪修啦。
Even for mental health, I was told throughout the whole world, including Hong Kong, so many people suffer from depression and anxiety. The British National Health Service, about 2 or 3 years ago, did some research to find the best therapy for depression. They compared medication.The pills, counseling, and the third option, meditation. And they compared the results of a large sample of people, and they found that medication had hardly any effect at all. Counseling had a positive effect, but nothing came close to the positive effect of meditation.And now for the British National Health Service and many other Western health providers, they prefer people to learn meditation in cases of mild and chronic depression,
because it works the best and it's also the cheapest as well. The cheapest and the best. What more can you get?
好啦，咁法師都話啦，就算對於心靈嘅精神嘅健康咧，禅修都會有好多幫助噶嚇。咁現代社會咧，都市病其中一個就係憂鬱症啦，或者焦慮症啦嚇，兩個其中一個。咁一般情況下我哋會用藥物啦，或者係輔導啦嚇，即係同心理學家傾偈嗰啲啊嚇，輔導啦，咁去治療噶。咁咧英國嘅醫療機構咧就做咗個研究噶，就研究咧究竟用藥物治療啦，或者用心理輔導啦，或者用禪修呢三個方法，邊一個方法可以醫治到呢兩種都市病嚇？咁佢哋發現咧就藥物咧就基本上冇乜影響嘅嚇，咁而呢個心理輔導咧就有少少正面嘅影響。咁但係呢兩種方法咧比起禪修嘅效果咧就差得遠嘅，禪修係非常之有效嘅。咁所以咧佢哋都即係英國嘅健康嘅啲機構咧，佢哋都會主張人咧就去利用禪修咧去醫治一啲比較輕微或者係復發性嘅一種嘅即係憂鬱症同埋焦慮症嘅。咁其實咧比起另外嗰兩種方法咧，禪修咧真係可以話又平又正嘅啊，又快啊。
So this temple is saving the Hong Kong Health Department thousands and thousands of Hong Kong dollars. We should be sponsored, Venerable Dhammapala, because we're saving lots of money from the hospitals.
咁所以呢黃眼睛社做好多呢啲禪修嘅課程啦，佢就幫到醫管局慳咗佢好多錢嘅嚇，所以我哋咧應該咧就多啲去捐助黃眼睛社嘅嚇。
But that's just with health. You know, many people they come to my temple in Perth not because they're Buddhist. They're sent by their doctors. They say, "You go to Buddhist temple. They can do much more than I can do for you." That's true.
咁有好多佛寺嘅寺院咧，好多人咧都嚟學禅修噶。咁邊個叫佢哋嚟呢？就係啲醫生啊！啲醫生話：我搞你唔掂啦，你去佛教寺院啦，佢哋會搞掂你啊。
But it also enhances your performance at work. Many CEOs of top companies are meditating, and the reason why, if you're in a top company, you can't afford to make a mistake.And when you're stressed out and worried, that's when you make mistakes. If Mr. Lehman of Lehman Brothers had learned how to meditate, we wouldn't have a financial crisis.
咁除咗即係保持健康之外呢，禪修亦都有積極作用呢，就可以令到我哋嘅表現啊，我哋嘅潛能呢係得以發揮㗎。咁佢哋呢喺法師嘅中心入面呢，有好多係一啲高層管理人員囉。咁呢啲高層管理人員呢，因為佢哋平時嘅壓力係非常之大，咁到受壓去到某一個程度之後呢，佢哋就會可能會失控啦，咁就當時呢就好容易會犯錯㗎，而佢哋係唔可以犯錯，因為犯咗錯之後就好大件事㗎。咁所以透過禪修呢可以幫助佢哋呢去調整呢啲壓力。咁如果雷曼兄弟嗰啲高層都有禪修嘅呢，咁我哋就唔會有金融海嘯啦。
So I go to talk to these CEOs and to tell them how this works. I do the following demonstration. I hold up a glass of water and I ask them, how heavy is my glass of water?And before they answer, I say, after 1 minute, my arm begins to ache. After 5 minutes, it hurts a lot. After 10 minutes, I'm in agony and a very stupid monk. So what should I do when it starts to get too heavy? Put it down. I don't need to throw it away.I just put it down for 1 minute, and when I pick it up again, yes, it actually feels lighter. If you don't believe me, you can try this at home.
咁跟
住咧，法師咧就話佢點樣同呢啲咁樣嘅高層管理人員介紹禅修係咩咧？佢就舉起隻手，舉起隻杯啦，入邊裝住啲水啦。佢話呢杯水有幾重咧？咁啊，開頭嘅時候就係好聽啦，啲人會答嚇。咁跟住法師就問佢啦：咁如果我隔出五分鐘之後，我覺得隻有少少唔舒服啦，少少重咧，咁又點咧？咁啲水就會再重啲啦。咁再快得五分鐘時候咧，佢覺得好唔開心，有好大壓力。咁杯水又點咧？咁嗰啲人會答會再重啲啦。咁如果再快得五分鐘，佢覺得好沮喪啊，覺得自己咧係一個愚蠢嘅真人啦。咁又點咧？咁個杯水會感覺上會更加重啊。咁去到呢個時候，我哋應該點做咧？咁好自然就係放低杯水，放低咗之後，一陣間你再攞翻起咧，咁你就會發現杯水係輕咗啦。你唔需要咧將杯水掉咗佢抌埋佢，你只需要將佢暫時放一放低嚇，咁再攞起嘅時候，佢就會輕好多啦。
So stress has nothing to do with how much work you have to do or how many responsibilities you have.Stress is when you hold those responsibilities and duties too long and you don't know how just to put them down for a minute and rest. So afterwards, when you pick up your duties again, they feel light.
咁樣透過呢個好簡單嘅例子咧，我哋明白到咧，呢個壓力咧就同你有幾你嘅工作量嘅多少係冇關係㗎。咁咧同乜嘢有關係咧？就係或者同你嘅責任嘅大小係冇關係㗎。咁壓力同咩有關係咧？就係你攞起杯，好似攞起杯水之後咧，你攞得太耐啊。咁就算杯水本來好輕嘅，你都會好攰，因為你攞得太耐。咁所以咧，而家你能夠懂得將呢杯水放低啲，咁你唔使你即係唔使一路攞住咧，其實你就唔會有壓力㗎啦。
So meditation, this is putting the cup down, letting go of all of your worries and concerns and fears and anxieties and duties, and just resting just for a few minutes, and then afterwards.Your brain is more efficient.
咁所以禅修就係咩呢？就係將我哋心入面嘅一啲憂慮啦，或者好多嘅諗法啦，好多嘅擔憂，好多嘅焦慮，甚至好多日常生活嘅一啲嘅責任啊，或者一啲必須要完成嘅嘢呢，係暫時喺心上面呢係放低一段短時間。咁將等你嘅心可以回復啊，一回復咗之後呢，咁佢哋就唔再壓力啦。
The trouble with modern people is they just don't know how to rest. We work, 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 and we think the longer we work, the more we get done. It's not a matter of how many hours you spent in front of the computer screen. It's about how efficiently you use that time. So giving yourself a break, learning how to let go and rest,Your productivity goes up. You may spend less time on the job, but you get more work done.
咁咧，我哋一般人就以為咧，勤力啲，擺多啲時間落去工作咧，咁我哋就會表現得好啲嘅嚇。咁但係其實咧，就究竟你做得好唔好咧，係同你即係有冇效率有關係嘅嚇。所以咧，如果我哋能夠學識點樣去用最有效嘅方法嚇，即係用運用我哋自己嘅心咧，咁其實係會對大家有幫助嘅。
There's a lawyer I knew in New York.And this was a time that New York had the death penalty, and he was a criminal lawyer. You can imagine the stress he would have. If he made one mistake, that person would get executed. So it was a very stressful job. And the only way he coped and became successful was every lunch hour he'd meditate for half an hour.It was difficult to find a place to meditate in a lawyer's office, but there was a cupboard. And in that cupboard there was many papers. Together with his secretary, they put all those papers somewhere else. And that became his meditation room. And every lunch hour, for 30 minutes, his secretary locked him in his cupboard. And if anybody called, I'm sorry, he's in his cupboard. She did that because he was a much nicer boss after he'd meditated for 30 minutes. You know how some bosses are like. And he did that because he was a sharper lawyer in the afternoon. The 30 minutes he spent locked in his cupboard, he made that up in the afternoon with greater efficiency, with less mistakes. So, find a cupboard in your office.
咁佢發先生一個喺紐約做嘢嘅律師啦，知道一件咁嘅事，就係當時紐約州咧，佢係喺紐約啦，市啦，佢哋仲有死刑㗎，咁佢就係一個刑事打刑事案嘅律師嚟㗎，咁佢。感覺到好大壓力，原因就係如果佢唔小心犯咗錯誤，法律上嘅錯誤咧，佢嘅客户咧就可能會被判死刑㗎。咁所以佢嘅壓力係非常之大。咁佢點樣去禪修咧？我揾平時又揾唔到時間㗎。咁佢咧就揾咗即係午膳嘅時間咧，就揾半個鐘頭去禪修。咁但係佢哋 office 又揾唔到房俾佢，咁所以咧佢就將個大櫃咧就清咗佢。咁嗰個櫃本來嚟擺紙嘅，咁啊清咗佢之後咧，佢就一到時間咧，就將自己困喺個櫃入邊，咁乜嘢電話都唔聽啊！咁如果有人嚟揾佢咧，佢就叫秘書話我喺櫃入邊咁就得噶啦啊！咁就冇人揾佢啦。咁點解佢嘅秘書係好樂意去幫佢禪修咧？就原因每一日佢一禪修完之後咧，佢好人咗啦，變得啊，即係老闆變成一個好人啊！咁所以佢好想老闆去禪修嚟啊！咁而呢個律師點解又鍾意禪修呢？就原因每次一過咗呢半個鐘之後呢，佢發現自己個腦袋呢係清明好多，醒好多，咁所以呢佢自己都好鍾意禪修㗎，咁大家都可以參考下。
And meditation also makes you a much more sensitive and kinder person. Many times in my meditation classes during the weekdays in the evenings, sometimes people came and told me, I didn't want to come to meditation this evening. I was tired after a busy day at the office. And my children asked me, Mummy, are you going to meditation tonight? No, darling, I'm tired. Mummy, you must go to meditation. No, I want to rest. Mummy, go to meditation. And Mummy said, Why, darling? Because, Mummy, you're a much nicer mummy when you come home from meditation. That many times people say that.
法師弟子入面咧都有好多個案係咁樣嘅，就係咧啲譬如媽咪媽媽啦嚇，咁佢放工之後就翻到屋企啦，咁就話俾啲仔女聽我今晚唔去禪修啦，因為我好多嘢做，好攰。咁但係佢啲仔女咧就叫佢快啲去禪修啦嚇，不停咁樣叫佢禪修。咁個阿媽又唔制，又唔想去啊，好攰。咁但係個仔女咧就係咁催促佢去。咁佢後來問啲仔女點解，仔女就話咧其實你每一次去完禪修翻嚟之後咧，你都會變得更加仁慈啦，更加好人嚇。咁所以咧，即係你快啲去禪修啦咁樣嚇。咁呢個個案只係其中一個啫，其實好多個案都係咁樣嘅。
Even your husband will be a much nicer person to live with if you send him to meditation. Listen, even your boss, one of my friends from Sri Lanka, he was what we call Waisak Buddhist, which meant he only came to a temple once a year. And it's only because his wife, nag. But, his boss was an Australian man. And he said his boss was a boss from hell. You know what a boss from hell is like? You may have one in your office. Always telling you to do more work, even though it's impossible, giving you more things to do, and never praising you, always complaining it's not good enough, and on the weekend giving you more work to do at home. You can never take time off. Even in Chinese New Year, he makes you work. He's a boss from hell. and he had this burst from hell. But in the space of 3 months, his burst from hell changed to a burst from heaven. He was so kind. Are you sure you can do this work? I'm not giving you too much. And this Sri Lankan man asked, you changed. What have you been doing for the last 3 months before, if you don't mind me saying, you're such a difficult person to work with. Now you're such a nice boss. And he said, I found this wonderful Buddhist temple, and I've been learning meditation from this monk called Ajahn Brahm. And this Sri Lankan man said, that's my teacher. But he never came to learn. But once he saw how in 3 months meditation had transformed a boss from hell into being a boss from heaven, then he started coming every week. Why? Because he saw how meditation transforms people.
後來他老闆就說我和阿張班學禪修，原來禪修這麼好，經過一件事之後，他每個星期都去禪修，這件事是甚麼事呢？原來這個弟子，他有一個老闆，他說來自地獄的老闆，這個地獄老闆可能大家都有的，經常叫你做多些事，你做完一樣他又給多些事你做，完全不看你，究竟天上想放假，累不累，總之不停地執事給你做，然後他又從來都不讚你，可能臨收工才給一件事你做，如此類推。這個地獄的老闆後來不知發生什麼事之後，突然間變成好像天堂來的老闆，就對他很體諒，經常關心他等等，他就問老闆，你每個星期都去禪修，It's
cheap. You don't have to spend money doing it. Now, just because it's cheap and free doesn't mean it's no good. Because once this lady called me and she said, I hear you teach meditation. I said, yes, ma'am. And said, how much do you charge? I said, nothing, it's for free. And she said, well, you can't be any good then. And hung up the phone. Just because it's cheap doesn't mean it's no good. So now, I never say it's free anymore. I say it's priceless.
禅修其實最好的地方就是哪裡呢，就是它很不需要花費很多的，而且它是很有效的。但是法師舉過有個例子，有人想跟他學禅修，問他收多少錢，法師就說不收錢的，他說不收錢也不算好東西，不停地問他應該要收多少錢，所以後來法師就學精了，以後你問他禅修要多少錢，無價。
So, how do you meditate? Which is what many of you want to learn this evening. Now, I'm a teacher of teachers of meditation. So I've been doing this for a long time and I've got huge success. So first of all, your posture, how you're sitting. You don't have to sit on broken glass in full lotus with aching knees and a back which is killing you. Sit comfortably. The Buddha was compassionate. So be kind to yourself.
好，接着呢，我们会答另外一条问题，就是怎样去禅修。法师说呢，他呢就是 係教啲老師係點樣禅修嘅，然後由呢啲老師去教佢啲學生點樣禅修嚇、啊，所以咧佢係訓練一啲訓練者嘅嚇。咁、啊、咧就首先有第一個最重要嘅秘訣咧，就係、是、你嘅姿勢嚇。咁、啊、如果你想坐得好咧，即係你禅修想效果好咧，你唔需要啊。坐雙盤或者係喺碎玻璃上面坐雙盤啦，或者咧整到自己咧鬼咁緊張，鬼咁辛苦噶嚇。咁、啊、最重要一樣嘢咧，就係、是、要令到自己坐得舒服嘅嚇。咁 佛教係一個慈悲嘅宗教啊，所以你要對自己慈悲啲啦。
So in Western countries, Caucasians aren't used to sitting on the floor. Even in Hong Kong, how often do you sit on the floor at home?Only in the temple. That's why not many people like coming to temple these days. So in the West, most people meditate on chairs. And that's one reason why they get better meditation.
咁呢西方人呢佢同埋我哋就算香港人呢就唔習慣坐喺地下度㗎。咁所以呢即係坐喺地下度會令到一個人，因為唔習慣，所以好容易會唔舒服嚇。咁、啊、所以咧喺西方咧，好多人咧係坐喺張凳上面禅修噶。咁由於呢個姿勢舒服啲，可能就係佢呢個原因令到佢哋咧係坐得好啲嘅，即係禅修得好啲。
So to meditate, your body is supposed to be relaxed. If your body is tense, how can your mind become free? So let your body.Relax.
好，咁所以第一样首先就我哋要放松自己嘅身体啦。啊，如果你个身体系好紧张咧，你嘅心系唔会放松到嘅。
Lean against the wall. I always see in all Buddhist temples the first seats which fill up are the ones against the wall where people can lean back.
你可以挨住碰墙啊。咁法师话咧，佢经常观察就系、是。最多人坐的呢就是靠著碰牆那些位置、啊、
And number two, the most important part of your posture is not how you cross your legs. It's not where you put your hands, you know, like in Tibetan, where you put it on your knees, or in Theravada, where you put it in your lap. It doesn't matter where you put your hands or how your back is. The one important part of your posturethe one which would make you a good meditator or a hopeless meditator is the position of your mouth. Turn the corners up. Smile.
咁呢第二样呢我哋留意啦就係、是、大家坐嘅时候呢最重身体入面最重要嘅位置啦个讲求个姿势啦个位置喺边一度呢就唔喺呢隻腳嗰度啦亦都唔喺呢隻手度啦。咁、啊、我哋知藏传就鍾意將隻手摆喺膝头哥上面啦咁做啲手印啦咁、啊、南传呢就鍾意摆喺中间嗰度位啦。咁、啊、其实呢就最重要嘅就唔係手啊腳嗰啲位最重要係大家把口个嘴角。咁、啊、应该呢就向上抽㗎咁、啊、微笑啊放松咁样你就坐得好啦。
Now that is no joke that actually helps you get more peaceful.When you smile, it makes the brain happy. When it's happy, it's easier to become peaceful.
咁頭先嗰個唔係笑話嚟㗎，係事實啊！就係如果你能夠微笑咁樣去承受咧，你呢個微笑係會令到你個腦咧覺得好開心嚇。咁、啊、當你覺得開心，你有樂受嘅時候咧，就會承受得好啲嘅。
Because I've been a meditation teacher for many, many years. And you see, I have to look at you all. And sometimes I open my eyes when you're meditating. And it's scary. It's frightening. You're going.
咁啊，法師咧教導禅修嘅時候咧，有好多即係咁樣坐法對住你哋啦。咁有時咧，擘大眼睇下你哋個樣嘅時候咧，就覺得好辛苦啊！即係大家咬實牙根啊，皺曬眉頭啊，咁樣啊，咁佢自己都覺得好得人驚啊。
Meditation is not going to the dentist. Meditation is becoming peaceful, enlightened, and happy.
啊，禅修咧就唔係好似去見牙醫咁慘啊！你咧，你嚟禅修咧，你應該係要覺得好好平靜啊，好快樂嘅。
So when you meditate, please smile and relax the body. It helps more than you think.
咁所以咧，我哋禅修嘅時候一定要微笑啦，會放鬆自己嘅身體嚇，佢、嘅效果咧係會意想不到咁樣好嘅。
And the next thing, once you've relaxed in your body, then you have to start doing some letting go. Remember what I said? Meditation is about letting things go. Even today, I was being taken to sea in Clearwater Bay. We had to pass. It's supposed to be a holiday today, but still, so many people are going shopping. And I saw many people with two shopping bags, one in the left hand, one in the right hand. And I felt so sorry for them because they were so full and so heavy, their arms must be aching. And that's one of my similes. The first thing we have to let go of is the past and the future. So you can imagine carrying two heavy shopping bags. And in that left bag is your past. All your memories, good and bad, of what's happened to you ever since you can remember. And because you carry that around 24 hours of a day, even when you're sleeping, you dream of what happened. Imagine how your brain hurts. It's so tired and stressed for worrying about what happened. The bag in the right is filled with your future, all your fears, anxieties, and plans of what might happen next, of what you've got to do tomorrow, even what you've got to do tonight. You're carrying that around. It's so heavy. Your brain hurts twice. One from the past, one from the future. Just like carrying two heavy bags.
跟住咧，我哋教好之細之後咧，就學下啊禅修入邊另一個秘訣啦，就係點樣放下啊。咁咧，頭先舉個例子，就攞一杯水啦嚇，就講你攞得太耐，你會覺得自然就有壓力噶啦，你要識得點樣放下啲事情嚇。咁咧，法師話咧，佢今日咧就去咗一次清水灣啦嚇，咁佢發現咧，好多人咧就去買嘢。 咁啊，稱去買嘢咧，就稱住兩袋嘢啦嚇，左手一袋，右手一袋，好重，咁啊好辛苦咁樣見佢哋，有啲拎到手都攰埋嚇。咁其實咧，我哋禅修嘅時候就要避免做呢樣嘢噶嚇，就係攞住啲嘢稱得太辛苦噶。咁呢個係一個比喻啦。咁右手左手嗰個袋咧，就象徵咗咩咧？就係我哋。 過去嚇，咁譬如一啲我哋過去嘅回憶啦，過去一嗰啲事情困擾住我哋嘅事情，咁我哋冇禅修嘅人咧，好容易咧就成日就拎住過去嘅嘢嚟到困擾，甚至瞓覺咧都要發夢咧，都會夢到過去嘅嘢。咁大家可以想象一下，如果呢啲唔好嘅事情啦，不停咁樣困擾住我哋啦，甚至瞓覺嘅時候都困擾住我哋啦，我哋嘅心咧係會受到好大嘅傷害同埋好疲累嘅。 咁右手邊個袋咧就象徵咩咧？就係將來嘅事情。咁我哋咧好多時都會計劃緊過去，計劃緊將來點樣做啦？可能今晚又點啊？聽晚又點啊？不停咁樣計劃。咁啊反覆咁樣思考，咁啊令到咧我哋嘅腦袋咧非常之攰㗎嚇。咁所以咧，如果禅修要禅修得好咧，我哋就要學習咧係。 放低呢兩樣嘢，就唔好似就嗰啲去購物嗰啲人咁樣咧，成日稱住兩包嘢，好辛苦噶嚇。咁啊一放低咧就好輕鬆好自在啦。
So after you've relaxed your body, close your eyes. Then you imagine two heavy bags. You imagine this: the one in your left is your past, the one in your right is your future, and it's making you stressed out, so you're so tired. And then you imagine lowering the bag in your left hand to the ground. When it touches the floor, the weight disappears. And you move your hand away from the handle, so your left arm is hanging loosely by your side, recovering, recuperating, energizing. And then you imagine the bag in your right arm, that's holding your future, which you've been worried about for such a long time. And you imagine lowering that bag to the ground. And when that meets the ground, the whole burden disappears.
You move your hand away from that bag, so your right arm is loosely by your side. And if you do that as an imaginary exercise at the beginning of the meditation, it helps you let go of the real past and the real future. And as you look down at those two bags in your imagination, the past is not being taken away from you. You'll be able to pick it up later. Don't worry, you can put it down for the time being. And your future, don't have to worry about your future. It's down there next to you. No one's going to steal it. And you're sitting or standing between the past and the future in what we call the present moment. With no burdens, not carrying the burden of the past. Who said what to you? What you did? And all those terrible things you've done yourself, you've put that down. And all the worries about what's going to happen next, the biopsy which you're going to face tomorrow from your specialist, the jobs which you haven't done, the arguments, the things we have to do tomorrow, that's down there. You've put it down. So, you're free. I've often noticed birds flying through the air, through the sky. I've never seen a bird carrying suitcases. Even they go from country to country. I've never seen them with a backpack on. That's why they can fly high and free. So you'll be like bird. No past, no future. So you can fly with no weight, free like a bird. Can you do that as well when you're translating?
You can do that. I can do the free talking.
咁跟住呢法師就教大家呢個禅修之前一個修持，咁大家留心聽住啊，即係唔好當故仔聽，呢個係一個觀想嘅修習嚟㗎。咁呢就呢個觀想嘅修習呢，就係一開始嘅時候呢，就大家觀想呢，你左右手呢係攞住兩個袋，左手邊個袋呢係過去，右手邊個袋呢就係將來。 咁首先呢，你合埋眼，你觀想啦，你放低呢個左手邊嘅袋啦。呢個左手邊嘅袋入面裝住嘅呢，就係你過去嘅回憶啦，過去嘅一啲嘅可能係啲後悔嘅事情啊，或者等等嗰啲嘢啦。咁你觀想呢，當呢個袋接觸到地下嘅時候，你一放手嘅時候呢，嗰個重量感就冇咗㗎啦。咁你嘅隻左手呢，就感覺到非常之 放鬆輕鬆弛㗎。咁跟住呢，你呢又繼續觀想你右手，你放低你右手嗰個袋啦。呢個袋入面裝住嘅就係將來嘅一啲嘅擔憂啦，或者一啲嘅計劃啦。咁呢個袋係非常之重㗎，咁你將佢放低，當佢掂到喺地板嘅時候呢，佢嘅重量就消失咗。咁你嘅右手呢，同時亦都感覺到好放鬆㗎。咁喺 兩手空空嘅狀態入面，你感覺到重量全部消失咗啦。咁你感覺到自己嘅能量呢，係返返嚟。你而家好似差咗電咁樣，精力充沛啦。咁跟住呢，你發現呢，頭先好困擾你嘅一啲嘅壓力啦，或者一啲重擔呢，就完全徹底咁樣消失咗㗎啦。咁喺呢個時候呢， 你發現自己呢，就企喺兩個袋嘅中間。咁呢兩個袋嘅中間呢，一個係過去，一個係將來。你企喺佢哋中間，咁你呢，就企喺現在嘅呢一刻。喺現在嘅呢一刻呢，你嘅手上面係完全冇重擔，你能夠活在當下。咁你而家呢，又繼續觀想下你左手邊嘅袋。 個袋呢就仲喺度㗎，呢個過去嘅一啲嘅事情啊、回憶啊，仲喺度。不過呢，你係暫時放低咗佢。當你遲啲再攞呢樣嘅時候，佢都仍然喺度，所以你唔需要擔心佢有人攞咗佢㗎。同時呢，你亦都望下右手邊個袋啦，你會發現呢，將來嗰啲嘅計劃或者啲擔憂呢，其實都仲喺度㗎。不過你而家呢就將佢放低咗先。咁佢亦都唔會俾人攞咗佢，你自己會攞返嚟。咁暫在活在當下嘅呢一刻啦，我哋將過去嘅一啲嘅悔疚啦，或者對將來嘅一啲嘅擔憂，或者同某個人嘅拗撬啦，或者關於公 作上嘅嘢咧，都呢一刻會放低。喺現在嘅呢一刻，呢啲嘢全部都唔再存在。咁就好似一個飛鳥咁樣啦，佢除咗兩對翼之外咧，咩行李都冇。咁由於佢咩嘢都唔正住咧，所以佢可以飛得好遠好遠嚇。咁大家可以繼續觀賞咧，自己就好似飛鳥咁樣啦，飛得好高，好自由嚇。完全沒有任何的重擔，這個就是一個觀想的收拾。
So present moment awareness is the first stage of meditation. You've let go of the past and you've let go of the future. The next stage of meditation is to let go of all this thinking. People think and think and think so much, they never get any peace. It was a story from the great Chinese Taoist Lao Tzu, which I like to say now. Every evening he would go on a walk, and he would take one disciple with him every evening. But there was a golden rule. If you went on a walk with the great Taoist master, you weren't allowed to speak. You had to maintain silence. And on one day, one evening, he went on a walk with a new disciple, a young man. And they came to a ridge in the mountains at sunset. And the disciple said, "What a beautiful sunset." He'd broken the rule. He'd spoken. And the master turned around, went back to the monastery, I would never let that student go on a walk ever again. And when the other student said, "Why are you so strict?" The master said, "When my student said, 'What a beautiful sunset,' he wasn't watching the sunset anymore. He was only watching the words. He wasn't watching the sunset. He was only watching the words. There's a big difference between the words and the thing. That's why only in silence can you really understand things."
咁咧，頭先我哋講嘅禅修嘅第一個練習咧，就係活在當下嚇。咁頭先個觀想嘅練習，大家可以試下。咁跟住咧，我哋第二步要做嘅咧，就係將思想放低嚇，將我哋好多嘅念頭放低。點解咧？因為人咧習慣咗去思考啦，甚至控制唔到啦。咁呢啲咁嘅思考，令到我哋咧就失去咗平靜嘅嚇。咁有一個故事係道家嘅故事啊，嚟自於老子嘅嚇。咁就話咧嗰個個道長啊，咁咧就好中意帶住一個弟子咧喺黃昏嘅時候去散步。咁咧個規矩咧就係喺散步嘅過程入邊咧係要保持沉默啊。咁啊唔準講嘢嘅啊。咁有一日咧，佢同一個新嚟嘅弟子咧就去散步。咁咧，佢哋經過一笪地方啦，見到日落啦。咁嗰個弟子咧就講咗句説話：，哇！呢個日落真係靚啦咁樣。咁呢個時候咧，道長咧就叫佢翻去啊。咁道觀嗰度，咁啊話以後咧你都唔可以同我一齊散步啦。咁跟住佢啲弟子就問佢：，想唔想咁大件事啊？只係讚歎呢個日落咁靚嘅啫。咁跟住道長咧就講啦，佢話咧。當佢開始去講呢個日落好靚嘅時候呢，佢個心呢就已經去咗一啲語言文字嗰度，去咗啲概念嗰度，佢就唔係真係喺度觀賞緊嗰個日落㗎，佢係觀賞緊日落嘅概念，咁所以呢佢係走咗去思考，就唔係去活在，即係唔係喺當下呢個境嗰度㗎。咁呢個分別係非常之大㗎，就係當我哋呢係失去咗寧靜，包括係我哋心嘅寧靜嘅時候呢，咁我哋嘅腦入面有好多好多嘅概念，咁我哋嘅心呢就走上去好忙咁樣去思考呢啲概念，就忘記咗呢去觀察實相係點樣。咁於是乎我哋永遠都冇可能明白當下實際發生緊嘅係咩事，所以呢度係非常之大嘅分別嚟㗎。
There was once a professor of philosophy at Hong Kong University. He read in the newspapers a new restaurant had opened up in Hong Kong, a 5-star restaurant.
He liked food, so he rang up the restaurant to make a reservation. He had to wait for 2 months before he could get a reservation. It was such a popular restaurant. So he made that reservation. 2 months later, he dressed in a fine suit and tie. He turned up at the restaurant and they asked for his ID. When they found out, yes, he had a reservation, the maitre d' took him to his table, and a waiter in a fine suit came and gave him the menu. The menu was in thick card with gold lettering. It was like calligraphy. Even the menu was so refined. So the professor said thank you to the waiter and took the menu. And then the professor ate the menu, paid and left, because the philosophy professor did not know the difference between the menu and the food.
有故事就咁樣啊，就係一個香港某間大學入面咧教哲學嘅教授嚇。咁佢有一日咧喺報紙度睇到咧有一個五星級嘅酒樓開咗啦。咁呢間餐廳咧就好出名，咁跟住佢嗱嗱聲打電話去訂啦。咁都只能夠訂到佢兩個月後嘅嚇。咁兩個月後咧，佢咧就到咗訂托嗰日啦嚇，即係佢咧就著到好靚啦。打晒呔啊，着晒礼服啦，咁就去食啦。咁去到嗰间餐厅嘅时候，啲人咧都佢睇到个餐厅装修得好好啦，啲人都着得好企理，好靓啦。咁跟住佢哋 check 佢嘅张身份证，发现佢系嗰个人啦，又订到台咧，就带佢去个位度坐低啊。咁跟住咧，那个 waiter 咧就走过嚟咧就递咗个餐牌俾佢啊，咁个餐牌非常之靓噶吓，全部系用啲书法写成嘅，咁同埋咧系用一啲金咧系封好啲边嗰度嘅，咁呢位教哲学嘅教授咧睇到个 menu 之后觉得好靓，咁跟住咧就将个 menu 将个餐食谱咧食咗佢啦吓，因为咧佢教哲学嘅，佢分唔到咧概念同埋真正嘅事物嘅分别，即系餐牌同埋食物嘅分别喺边度。
So, the words and the thoughts, that's like menu. Only in the silence can you eat the food. Some people say they can't be silent. They are always thinking. So I use this exercise to prove that you too can stop thinking. I want you to join in this exercise. As I'm speaking, I also want you to be aware of what's happening inside of you as I'm speaking. Because as I am speaking, you will begin to notice many pauses. Between my words, in those spaces between my words, what was going on inside your mind? You were silent. You were aware without a thought going on in your head. That's what we mean. There it was again, by silent awareness. Easy, isn't it?
跟住頭先嗰個練習咧，就係帶大家咧去體會下冇思想嘅狀態係點樣樣嘅嚇。咁當頭先喺度講緊説話嘅時候咧，大家咧都繼續覺察住啦自己嗰個心啦，同埋感覺到個心究竟入邊發生緊啲乜嘢事嚇。咁你會發現咧，當佢講説話嘅時候，講到咁上下咧，就停一停。咁喺停一停嘅時候咧，你如果能夠保持到覺知而唔去思考嘅時候咧。
你喺嗰下咧，你係可以係完全冇思考噶，因為你等緊佢講下一句係乜嘢嘢啊，但你又唔知佢講乜嘢，咁所以咧，你只係喺度等待過程，純粹係覺察過程入邊咧，你就會感覺到係平靜啊，完全嘅寧靜。咁所以咧，我哋完全係可以有辦法咧，喺概念與概念嘅空隙之間咧，係保持住一種冇思想嘅狀態嘅。
So that gives you a little taste of what meditation is about. In this moment, no worries about the past or the future, and the mind being totally silent, not a thought going on in the mind. Just being here. And there's much more to meditation. This is just what we call in the movies, the trailer. If you want to learn more, there is a retreat coming on tomorrow. And if you can't get here because it's already full, I've heard from Venerable Dhammawasa, this is going to be broadcast on the internet. You can see it at home. Is that right, Venerable Dhammapala? So you'll be able to see it on the internet. So this is just the advertisement, the marketing. If you can't be here, get on the internet. This is just the taste, what the Buddha called the taste of freedom. Thank you.
好，咁头先嗰个例子咧，就大家会发现咧，喺活在当下嘅呢一刻咧，你能够保持到个觉知咧，你嘅思想系的确系可以停止噶吓。咁喺呢一个当下咧。冇擔憂啦，亦都冇將來嘅計劃啦。你只係純粹咁樣覺知啦，就咁純粹咁樣存在嚇。咁呢個狀態咧，就係一個非常之放鬆、非常之自在嗰個狀態啊。呢個就係禅修入面咧講嘅嘢嚇。咁頭先咧，我哋只係好簡單咁樣講下啲重點嚇。其實咧就係啲精華片段嚟噶。咁咧，如果大家有興趣咧，就可以嚟參加跟住落嚟嗰個禅營啊。咁如果你俾呢個廣告吸引咗，你又想嚟參加個禅營，不過發現又報名太遲啦，因為一早已經呼咗啦。咁你可以點做咧？你又可以上網嘅，遲啲咧佛門網嗰度就有啲片段。咁你可以咧喺自己空閒嘅時間咧，跟住法師嘅指引咧，去學習呢個禅修，嚟到體會一下自由嘅狀態究竟係乜嘢一個種滋味啊！
Okay, so thank you for listening. Now is a time for Q&A. Questions and answers.
現在是有問問題的時間，大家有問題可以舉手。
We have a question over there. That's very quick. Can take the microphone over to the gentleman over there. Remember what I said yesterday?2 days ago and yesterday, those people who ask questions make the karma to be intelligent in their next life. Yeah, you got the question there? Oh yeah, gentleman there.
Mr. Brown, sorry, I have to ask by Chinese.
Okay.
我想知道呢，当你禅修啊，或者是入静的时候呢，有時可能覺得個身體唔舒服啊，或者麻痹啊，或者有諗其他嘢啊，或者咁樣嗰時點樣可以令到自己舒服啲咧？另外就係幾時先是要停咧？那個 exercise 咁。唔該。
The question is when we meditate, if there is a discomfort in our bodies, such as a numbness.How long should we last until we stop the practice?
If there is a discomfort in your body, then move as soon as possible, but move very gently. That way it will disturb your meditation the least.
如果覺得不舒服呢，即時呢就可以移動一下，調整一下坐姿，令到那個即不舒服的感覺即刻消失。不過你動的時候呢，就要動得很輕柔的，慢慢動。雖然它會障礙了你的禅修，但是呢，這個障礙是相比你一路即一路捱下去呢，個障礙會少一點
的。Especially if you want to cough. Please, if you want to cough when you're meditating, cough as soon as possible. If you don't cough, It's what we call in meditation a volcano effect. Soon it builds up pressure and pressure and pressure. When you do cough, it's like volcano going off. And you spray all the meditators around you. It's very unhealthy. So don't do that. Cough quickly. And then it does an ooh and disturb everybody.
咁例如咧，就你坐坐下，你想咳啦，你就盡快咳咗出嚟嚇，就千祈唔好喺度忍。咁你因為咳咧，你一路忍咧，佢就越嚟越勁噶嚇。咁你一路忍到咁上下，你忍唔住咧就火山爆發，搞到咧成間房嘅人咧都俾你影響到嚇，即係咳得好大聲咁樣。
But in deeper meditation, your whole body disappears, so you can't feel anything on your body. You're perfectly aware, and that's when you can sit for many hours.
咁如果你能夠入到好深嘅靜嘅時候咧，你因為你嗰、那個專注力係非常之強啦，同埋你冇思考啦，所以咧你嘅身體就好感覺上好似消失咗咁樣嘅。咁你係唔會冇，你係唔會感受到身體。咁當然你亦都唔會感受到唔舒服嘅感覺啦。啊，咁呢個係深嘅靜。
And in deep meditation is very peaceful, very blissful. So this is.Any pain in meditation is only the very beginning. The deeper you get, the happier and more free you feel. That's one of the reasons I got hooked into meditation. It's such a happy, brilliant, beautiful experience.
咁當我哋感覺即係入到好靜嘅狀態，感覺唔到身體嘅時候咧，咁你就可以坐得好耐好耐。而呢個過程入邊咧，你只會感受到好大嘅喜悦嚇。咁、啊、所以咧，你一開始嘅時候，即係禪修嘅時候，感覺到嘅唔舒服咧，只係暫時嘅狀態嚟嘅。咁當你練習得好啲嘅時候，你坐得好啲嘅時候咧，你越坐得耐咧，你覺得越開心嚇。咁、啊、呢個亦都係法師咧難以接受嘅原因嚇。佢就好中意打坐，因為佢喺坐禪修嘅時候，佢感覺到好大嘅快樂。
Okay, next question.Wow, heaps of questions. One over there and there's one in the center afterwards.
I'm very young in the practice, but I still meditate every day. Sometimes I find my mind is calmer, but sometimes I find myself very shifty. So on those days that I feel flighty, should I stop it or should I try to pull my mind together? That's my question.
咁呢位同生咧就問啦，佢初學者啦嚇，咁佢咧都但係都每一日都去禪修嘅嚇，咁、啊、有陣時咧佢會坐得好好啦，覺得好平靜，有陣時咧就覺得好浮嘅嚇、啊，甚至可能有啲唔好嘅感受。咁當有呢啲唔好嘅感受嘅時候，佢應該點做咧
？Please, on the times your mind feels flighty, let it be flighty. Don't try and control it.Meditation is about getting your mind to be still. This is another demonstration on meditation. I'm now going to hold my glass of water still. I need your assistance here. Can you have a look at this glass of water and tell me if it's still yet? Now I'm holding it. Is it still yet or is it moving?
A little.
Okay, I'll try harder.
It's quite still.
But is it moving? Is it perfectly still?
No.
Okay, I've really got to concentrate. I'm really concentrating now. Is it perfectly still yet?
It's getting worse.
Getting worse? Exactly. The more you try, the worse it gets. I can try like this for days, trying to get this water to be still, and I can't do it. However, there's a very easy way to get this water to be perfectly still. Put it down. And just wait for a few minutes.Not even a few minutes, a few seconds. Now,
it's perfectly still.
It's perfectly still. That is how you meditate. If you try and make your mind still, it will always be moving. If you learn how to leave it alone, then it becomes still. That is the essential trick of meditation. How to leave things alone.
咁 如果你坐嘅時候覺得有啲唔好嘅念頭，例如驚啊、嗰種恐懼感啦、嚇，搖晃嘅感覺咧，咁你要做嘅嘢咧就係將佢放低嚇。咁舉例啦，就譬如你揸住杯水啦，咁如果你一路都嘗試令到杯水係直止，即係平靜嘅，唔會震一震下嘅話咧，你越試咧杯水就越震嘅嚇，因為佢係即係個事情嘅運作情況就係咁樣嘅嚇。咁當你試得越用力去試咧，佢就震得越犀利嚇。咁所以要令到杯水平靜啦，最好嘅方法係咩咧？就將佢放低嚇。咁呢兩度嘅分別係非常之大嘅嚇，即係嘗試令到平靜同埋放低佢，等佢自己平靜咧，個分別係非常之大嘅。咁你自己要去睇睇啊，點樣去做到啊？
So let your mind be flighty, leave it alone, it will stop by itself.
咁你要做嘅嘢咧，就係等你嘅心咧由得佢驚啊，咁佢驚驚下咧，就好似杯水咁樣咧，佢就會平靜咗。
Try and control it, and it get worse.
如果你嘗試去控制你嘅恐懼感咧，佢只會變得更加恐懼嘅。
Next question, Neil.
Generally, can I speak in Cantonese, please? Generally, 講禅修可以治病啦。咁亦都舉咗一個例，就話一個星期嗰個癌症就可以肺癌就可以醫好啦。咁可唔可以講講簡略個技巧係點咧？call 嚟三步，其實即係自己 encounter 咁就血壓一日之內可以成四五十度個 fluctuation， 有咩 technique 可以令到佢係平 normal 翻咧？
四五十度嘅咩啊？
嘅 degree 即係由 normal 去到高到成200度啊，咁即係個 fluctuation 嘅。
你講緊就係，唔好意思，你講係血壓定係咩？係
啊，
血壓係嘛 ？OK。This question is about George's case and the one who get healed by meditation. OK. Can you talk about more about his techniques to heal the terminal cancer? And in her case, she particularly wants to ask about stress management. That if her stress can make her blood pressure fluctuate between 45 degrees to 100 degrees, that's a really serious problem. So is there any meditative techniques to do with it?
One of my monks in Australia, he had a very stressful job before he became a monk. I went with him to give blood once he'd become a monk. And the nurse checked his blood pressure and had the records. And he said, "Your blood pressure's gone down. What have you been doing?" And the nurse looked at him, and as an Australian nurse, he said, "You're a monk, aren't you? Have you been meditating?" And he said, "Yes." "Oh, that explains it," said the nurse. Blood pressure goes way down when you learn how to meditate. That's why people with high blood pressure get sent by the doctors in Perth to my temple to learn how to meditate. It's much better than pills.
咁法師咧，佢講個實例啦，佢入邊有個弟子嘅出家人嚟嘅，咁咧佢出家之前咧，佢工作係好大壓力嘅，所以佢嘅血壓都好高嘅嚇。咁來到出家咗一段時間之後咧，佢重新身體檢查嘅時候，咁護士咧幫佢睇血壓嘅時候，佢低咗好多，去翻正常。咁佢問佢：，你點解個血壓低咗咁多，咁健康嘅？你出家人，你有冇學禅修啊？咁佢話有，咁我明點解你嘅血壓會低啦嚇。咁但係其實咧就喺佢哋嗰個地方咧，禅修可以減低壓力，同而減低血壓咧係好常識嚟嘅，好多人都知嘅，所以好多醫生咧都叫人去禅修嘅嚇。
So at home or in the office, sit comfortably and imagine those two heavy suitcases, your past and future. Imagine putting them down.Until you can totally let go of the past and the future and just rest in the present moment, just for a few minutes. That will lower your blood pressure.
咁譬如咧，你喺工作嘅環境入邊或者喺屋企咧，可以做頭先講嗰個觀想嘅練習，嚇，即係兩個包袱啊，左手邊同右手邊個袋嘅觀想練習，你要照住頭先法師教嗰個步驟去觀想，咁你做多幾次咧，就可以減低個壓力噶啦。
And if it doesn't work, you can ask for your money back. You won't get your money back, but you can always ask.
咁你可以要求退錢佢嘅嚇，不過你雖然攞唔到錢，不過你可以繼續問嘅。
Next question.
I never. I can put it away, but not too close.
Hello? I've never done medication before, but is it possible to do lying down? Like, I hear nothing but sitting up, but it seems more comfortable lying down. And two, is that, would it be possible to fall asleep? During meditation, that is.
咁啊，咁就關於禪修姿勢嘅問題啊，就係如果我瞓喺度禪修咧，會唔會好容易即係瞓著啊？咁定係要坐喺度好啲咁啊？
It is possible to meditate lying down, but meditate in a posture you don't normally go to sleep. For example, I always go to sleep on my right side. So if I want to meditate lying down, I meditate on my back. Because I never go to sleep on my back. So if I'm on my back, psychologically my brain knows he doesn't want me to go to sleep, he wants me to meditate. On my side, my brain knows he wants me to go to sleep, it's not meditation time. So just find a posture when you're lying down which you never go to sleep in, and that be your lying down meditation posture. If you do the one where you go when you are sleeping in, you'll fall asleep for sure.
咁你又要小心啦，你要揀一個姿勢，你平時係唔會用嗰個姿勢瞓著個姿勢去禪修㗎。咁例如發聲，佢瞓嘅時候呢，其實佢就話俾自己個腦袋聽，我要瞓覺啦。咁佢就好容易瞓得著啊。咁但係如果佢要瞓喺度禪修，而唔係瞓覺嘅呢，佢就唔會用呢個姿勢，佢可能呢就瞓向前咁樣向後咁樣即係好直咁樣攤喺度瞓著，唔係瞓即係卧嘅姿勢。咁呢個時候呢，佢個腦袋就唔會收到個訊息，就係話我想瞓覺啊，而反而呢就可能係我想禪修。咁佢就唔會禪修下嘅時候呢就瞓著咗。咁所以個姿勢好重要，養成個好嘅習慣。
But it's helpful to be able to meditate sitting down. Even at home, you've got a nice armchair or sofa. That can do for meditation. It doesn't have to be on a hard chair. And if you learn how to meditate sitting down, on the bus going to work, or actually while you're only in the office, by your desk, you can meditate there. Because if you lie down on the floor in the office, the boss might object.
咁坐喺度禅修有好處，你大家即係你咧都要學下點樣做到，譬如你搭巴士你又可以禅修啦，你喺 office 你唔會瞓喺度噶嘛，費事俾老闆見到啦，咁你都係可以坐喺度，一樣可以禅修到嘅，咁所以如果你可以練習到坐喺度禅修咧，對你嘅幫助都好大㗎，例如咧可以坐喺梳化度啦，又唔一定要坐得好硬嘅凳啦，咁樣即係舒服就得。OK，
next question。
Other than using the shopping bag, imaginary technique, are there other variations you can share that we can apply? Variations of helping you meditate.
除咗頭先講嗰個購物袋嘅練習，仲有冇其他好嘅方法可以教下我哋咧？
There are heaps of different ways of meditating, but getting to the present moment is one of the first. And the first stage of meditation, you can really start contemplating when is the only time you can do anything about your future. Where is your future being made? Now, this very moment is the only time you can do anything about your future. Here, in this moment, your future is being made. So if you really are concerned about your future, be more concerned about this moment where your future is being made. Your future health, peace and prosperity are being built right now. So if you pay more attention to this present moment and make this present moment peaceful, aware, sharp, you are doing the very best for your future. Here is where your future is being made. And that means that every time you start thinking about the future, planning, being afraid of the future, being anxious, you are actually making your future worse. You're neglecting the place where your future is being made. Understanding that helps you stay in the present moment more. And as for the past, it's all finished, it's gone. Doesn't matter who said what to who or what you've done. Why do you keep carrying that around? The past is like a corpse, like a dead body. It's finished. It's dead. Why do you carry around so many dead bodies? You are weird.
有冇其他嘅禅修嘅方法呢？咁頭先法師呢就話呢，其實頭先佢講嗰個活在當下嗰個禅修呢，一個非常之重要嘅禅修嚟㗎。咁我哋應該呢就去收集嗰個活在當下嗰個。咁點解呢？因為呢過去已經過去啦，將來就未到。咁呢我哋首先睇下將來啦。咁其實將來係點樣形成嘅呢？就係、是 你唯一可以掌握到嘅就係而家呢一刻，咁跟住將來未發生嘅事，你冇辦法掌握到啦。咁而家你可以做啲乜嘢嘢，令到你將來更加好呢？咁樣咁所以而家你如果你掌握咗呢，你將來就已經等於就掌握咗㗎啦。咁所以呢一點呢，你就要留心。咁既然呢，你咁擔心你嘅將來呢，咁所以你要學習嘅呢，就把握住當下呢一刻你嘅心係點樣樣嘅。 咁你要明白一樣嘢，就係呢，假如你有咗自己跟隨自己嘅我習不停咁樣去擔心啦，去計劃將來呢，你反而呢，你嘅將來會變得冇咁好㗎。你一定要明白呢一點，咁所以呢，透過收集呢個活在當下呢個練習呢，你可以令到自己嘅心靜落嚟，咁令到個心呢更加有力量，即係頭先講過嗰啲嘢啦。咁另外呢，就係過去。 咁點解我哋又要去成日掛住過去發生嘅事呢？過去已經過去咗，已經消失咗啦。咁過去就好似一具具屍體咁樣。咁點解你要成日孭住呢啲屍體，令到自己好辛苦呢？咁點解你唔放低佢呢？即係將個心擺喺當下嘅呢一刻。咁呢一個練習係非常非常重要㗎。Okay,
next question. When I was contemplating the space between the words, I could still hear your echoes of your word in the mind. Is there something wrong with it? And this is a second question too. Do you ever say that Buddha allow attachment to meditation? The Buddha said that the only attachment that he allows is attachment to meditation. Yeah, thanks.
咁兩條問題啦，咁頭先講嗰個回音，當法師講嗰個説話停一停嘅時候，講講下停一停嘅時候呢，就教大家點樣去達到冇思想嘅狀態。咁但係頭先呢位同修呢，做緊呢個練習嘅時候呢，佢發現呢，當喺靜止嗰段時間呢。 有一啲法師頭先嗰啲説話嘅回音就出咗嚟㗎。咁第一條問題就係問有冇問題咁樣，點解會咁樣？咁第二條問題呢，就係佛陀係咪佛陀呢有冇講過以下呢番説話？就係呢，喺禅修嘅當中呢，所有執著我哋都要放低，除咗一種執著唔使放低，就係對禅修嘅執著。Okay,
first of all, the first question is that in the spaces between my words, you could hear the echoes, but you weren't thinking. That wasn't coming from you, it was coming from me. So it's you who were silent, and that's really important. And number two, it wasn't so much being attached to meditation, but being attached to the pleasure of meditation. And the Buddha said, and this is in the Pasadika Sutta of the Digha Nikaya, if anyone is attached to the pleasures of meditation, they can only expect one of four things, and that is being a stream winner, a once returner, a non-returner, or fully enlightened. Those are the four stages of enlightenment. The Buddha said, that's what happens to you if you get attached to meditation. You become enlightened. And that's what we're supposed to do. Now there's another side effect. If you really get into your meditation, and really start to enjoy it a lot, you might lose your hair. Like me and these mugs and bums.
第一個問題呢，就問佢喺嗰個即係靜止嘅過程入邊呢，嗰啲
你聽到啲回音係咪正常啊？咁啊係正常噶。咁其實咧，你如果你只係聽到回音嘅話，而冇去思考嗰啲回音嘅話咧，咁你係其實係冇諗嘢噶。咁所以係正常啊。因為點解咧？你聽到嘅聲音係由法師發出嚟噶，就唔係你自己想像出嚟噶。所以其實你喺嗰段時間咧係可以做到冇思想噶嚇。雖然你知道有啲聲音喺度嚇。咁第二條問題咧就係問對禅修嘅執著嚇。咁佛陀咧喺長部嗰度咧，就喺部經嗰度曾經講過啦。咁當一個人咧係執著去禅修嘅時候咧，咁佢可以有四個結果嘅嚇。第一個結果就係初果，第二個結果就係疑果，第三就係三果，第四咧就係阿羅漢果嚇。咁所以咧，當我哋如果去執著嘅禅修咧，係會幫我哋咧達到呢個覺悟嘅嚇。咁但係咧執著禅修咧就唔同執著禅修嘅快樂咧又有啲唔同嘅，所以我哋要分清楚嚇。咁另外執著禅修另一個即係副作用咧，就會你會冇咗啲頭髮嘅嚇。
Okay, next question. Yeah, over there somewhere.
Yeah. Is it hard to get to this deep stage of meditation? How long have you to practice to get to that stage? And how long can you get to the deep meditation stage?
頭先講過一啲好深嘅禅修嘅狀態啦，咁究竟呢個同山文法師究竟要用幾耐嘅時間啊？你點樣去做到呢樣嘢
？Some people are very gifted and they get deep very very quickly. Some people take a longer time. But even if you don't get very deep, even a small amount of meditation gives you a great sense of peace and happiness.And freedom.
咁有啲人咧，佢好有天分嘅，咁佢好快咧就去到好深層次嘅定嘅嚇。咁有啲人咧就要耐少少嚇。咁但係其實咧，無論係心定係錢都好咧，只要你禪修咧，你好容易咧就體會到禪修嘅好處嚇，就係好平靜啦，好寧靜啦嚇。同埋好開心嚇，你好快就體會到，你唔使去到好深咧，你都可以體會到嘅。
Are there a lot of techniques that we have to learn in order to get into that stage, or we just have to still our mind？
禅修係咪要學好多唔同嘅方法嘅，定係話淨係將個心平靜落嚟就得啦
？Sometimes we teach many techniques, but they're all exactly the same.So there's only one way of letting go, which is putting down the cup. But sometimes we call them by different methods. Sometimes we have breath meditation. And if my students can't do breath meditation, I teach them Anapanasati, which is the same thing but in Pali. If they can't do Anapanasati, I teach them loving-kindness meditation.Which is another way of letting go. If they can't do loving kindness, I teach them metta, which is loving kindness in Pali. If they can't do that, I teach them letting go meditation. If they can't do letting go meditation, I teach them nekama, renunciation meditation. If they can't do that, then I teach them breath meditation. By that time, they've forgotten they did that a long time ago. So really, there is only just one type of meditation, which is just letting things go.
其實好多種嘅方法咧，都係得一種嘅其實都係做緊同一樣嘢，就係放下啊。咁雖然我哋表面上做緊唔同嘅嘢，實際上我哋係做緊放下嘅。咁就係頭先講話譬如放低嗰只杯嗰個練習啊。咁咧，其實法師講到咧有陣時咧，佢教人咧就會教佢觀呼吸啦。咁如果嗰個人學唔掂咧，咁啊法師會教佢安波練啊。咁啊，安波即係功夫家嘅巴利文啦，咁跟住佢又學唔掂咧，就會教佢慈心禅啦， 如果慈心成就學唔點樣教佢 Metta， 即係巴利文啦，啊，即係慈心嘅巴利文嚇。咁再唔得咧，就係教佢放下嘅禪修啦，教佢捨離嘅禪修啦。咁嗰個人都未學點咧，咁頭先又會教翻佢觀呼吸。喺嗰陣時，佢已經唔記得咗自己學過觀呼吸噶啦。咁但係無論點咧，即係個核心都係一樣，就係放下。
So that is what we usually do for teaching people just to let go.That's the only way that they get into some deep meditation. But just because there are many people who know their Buddhism, a central teaching of Buddhism is the Four Noble Truths. So sometimes I say, actually there are two types of meditation. Second Noble Truth meditation and Third Noble Truth meditation.
咁所以呢，我哋唔同嘅禅修方法都係講緊放下啦。咁另一種禅觀呢，真係好重要嘅，就係四聖諦。咁呢四聖諦其實係講緊兩樣嘢嘅啫。第一個就係第二聖諦啦，第二個第三聖諦。
The second noble truth is craving leads to suffering. The third noble truth is letting go leads to nirvana.The end of suffering, happiness. So, second noble truth meditation is craving, craving, craving. I want, I want, I want. And what do you get from that? Suffering. So if you've tried meditation, you just got suffering, it means you've been doing second noble truth meditation, wrong way. Third noble truth meditation, letting go of craving, letting go of wanting, letting go of putting things down.That leads to Nibbana. That I call Third Noble Truth Meditation. So, the Second Noble Truth Meditation makes you suffer, suffer, suffer. Pain, pain, pain. Disappointment, frustration. That means you've been wanting something. If you're getting peaceful and happy, well done, you've done Third Noble Truth Meditation. You've been letting go.
咁咧，第二聖諦咧，集聖諦啦，就講緊咧，咩原因導致我哋痛苦噶嚇？咁，個原因就貪愛啦嚇。咁，如果我哋禅修係修第二聖諦嘅禅修咧，咁我哋嘅感覺就係不停咁樣貪緊一啲嘢啦。咁因為我哋不停咁樣有貪念啊、貪愛心生起啦，所以我哋會覺得好痛苦噶嚇。咁所以如果你坐得唔好咧，你受緊苦咧，咁你就知道自己係修緊第二聖諦啦。咁咧，第三聖諦咧，滅聖諦啦嚇。就係咧，收緊咧，我哋透過放下我哋嘅貪愛心，而達到直止嘅狀態嚇，平靜嘅狀態，涅槃嘅狀態。咁如果你禅修嘅時候，你覺得好平靜咧，你就知道自己係收集緊第三聖諦嘅。
Very good. Next question.
I have three questions.
Wow.
Number one, does meditation improve one's gut feeling or instinct or hunch? And secondly, what is the difference between deep meditation and sleep? And thirdly, how long one should meditate?
有三條問題啊。第一條問題咧就係禅修會唔會令到我哋嘅直覺更加直啊，更加快，更加犀利啊。第二條問題咧就係深層次嘅禅修層次，即係心定啦，同埋瞓覺嘅分別喺邊度啊？第三個問題咧就係究竟我哋要坐幾耐先係適合
？So question number one, please don't follow your gut feeling.If you've got indigestion.
Difficult to translate. Sorry. Gut feeling 即是我們直覺， gut 即是有內臟的意思。如果你覺得食滯了，就不要跟著你的直覺走了。
But one of the reasons why people are so stupid is because they think too much and they listen too little. So a lot of intuition is just being silent and listening.And picking up all the signs.
咁有啲人咧靠直覺行事啦，咁往往就撞板噶嚇。點解咧？因為佢哋咧唔係真係靠直覺噶，而係咧佢哋諗太多，而唔去聆聽，唔去靜心，唔去觀察， 所有嘅嘢，咁所以因為佢哋諗，佢哋唔得閒去觀察所有嘅嘢啦，所以佢哋諗出嚟嘅嘢係假嘅。咁根據佢諗出嚟嘅嘢係直覺人士咧，自然就會錯啦。
I don't know if you have a partner, but if you do, sometimes he just doesn't listen. Sometimes you speak to him, he's not speaking back, but inside his head, he's thinking. Here she goes again. Why doesn't she shut up? Doesn't she know I'm busy? Doesn't she know this? He's not silent.Which is why he never understands. And sometimes, that when he speaks, you're doing the same, which is why you don't hear him. Too much of life we don't hear, because when life is speaking to us, we're thinking inside.
咁咧，我哋舉個例子啦，頭先法師就話，如果咧你同你個伴侶咧喺度講緊嘢嘅時候咧，好多時咧會發現咧。當你講緊嘢嘅時候咧，佢唔係聽緊你講嘢噶，佢喺度自己喺度諗緊噶。佢可能想你快啲收聲啊，或者係講住睇波啊，你唔好煩住佢啊咁樣啊。咁當佢講嘢嘅時候咧，你又喺度諗緊嘢，你又唔係聽佢講嘢噶嚇。所以咧，我哋好多時咧都冇去平靜嘅心落嚟，等自己心有空間咧去聆聽環境究竟發生緊咩嘅事。我哋好多時咧都係太過忙碌於去思考噶。咁其實呢生命呢係不停咁樣將一啲嘅實相係同我哋展現啦，向我哋訴說啦，但係我哋由於掛住去打妄想去思想呢，我哋就往往唔能夠去真正明白呢一個生命俾佢嘅語言係乜嘢。
And the second question, what's the difference between meditation and being asleep? In deep meditation, you're perfectly aware. You're fully awake.But deep inside, you're with your mind, fully awake, and very, very happy, energized. And when you come out, you have that energy with you. When you come out of sleep, you're rubbing your eyes, you don't know where you are until you've had your first cup of coffee. When you come out of meditation, you don't need coffee.
咁深層次嘅定咧，同瞓覺嘅分別啊。深層次嘅定嘅時候咧，個心咧係一路保持住覺知噶。咁同埋你嗰個自我意識咧，一路都喺度噶，唔會唔見咗噶嚇。你嘅心一路都喺度掌握到嘅。咁喺呢個過程咧，成個過程入邊咧，心係充滿咗能量啊，不停咁樣充電。咁所以當你嘅心定咗落出嚟嘅時候咧，你覺得係非常之精神，非常之放鬆開心嘅。而瞓覺咧，你係唔見咗自己噶嚇。即係你冇咗個意識啊，咁你瞓醒覺呢就烏下烏下，唔知自己喺邊㗎，唔知做緊乜㗎，直至你飲咗第一杯咖啡你先醒返㗎，咁呢個就係分別啦。
How long should we meditate? How long you should meditate? How long do you spend every day eating? Spend the same time meditating. Because food keeps your body healthy.Meditation keeps your mind healthy. That's just the rule of thumb. But when you have some free time and you really want to enjoy the meditation, you can go for hours sometimes, as long as you're enjoying it. And sometimes it becomes so enjoyable, you'd rather just meditate rather than do anything else.
咁第三條問題就要坐幾耐嚇，咁法師就問翻你，你每日花幾多時間食嘢咧？咁樣嚇，咁咧同樣道理啦。當我哋覺得有需要嘅時候咧，你就可以坐得耐，同埋坐得冇咁耐咧，就睇你當時個心嘅狀態係到邊度嚇，可以耐啲，可以冇咁耐。咁但係咧，有陣時咧，我哋坐得好嘅時候，或者坐得好舒服、好開心嘅時候咧，我哋就可以坐耐啲嘅。直至你覺得適當為止嘅，咁嗰所以個時間就冇一定限制。
That means you have to meditate a lot because people in Hong Kong have spent a lot of time eating.
係啊，即係香港人好中意花好多時間食嘢嚇，咁所以咧我哋要坐得好耐。
Okay, next question. Yeah. Yes. Two questions.
It's been said that if somebody wants to have good health, he or she should practice a medicine Buddha meditation. Is that true? And is that what is the most beneficial type of meditation for layman. Please answer my question.
咁有兩條問題啦。咁有人話咧就如果想身體好啲咧，就修藥師佛嗰啲法門嚇。咁問下係唔係咁第二個咧就係、是、對呢、這個即係居士嚟講咧，最好嘅修行方法禅修嘅方法係咩咧？
In many scientists throughout the world have been testing meditators, and any type of meditation where you really relax, where you put things down, where you let things go, that is the best for your health. Not one type of meditation with one particular name. Any type of meditation which allows you to let go and relax, that is the best type of meditation.
咁喺好多嘅禅修嘅研究嗰度咧，就發現啦，唔論你係用邊種方式嘅禅修嚇，總之嗰個方式係可以令到你放鬆，令到你放下，咁佢就會對你嘅身體有益噶啦。
Many people know how to relax their body. They can sit in a nice armchair, and they can see all the tension in their body disappear. They can go to a spa and get a massage.And afterwards they feel, oh, just so relaxed. Now can you do that to your mind, to your brain? If you can, you know what meditation is like. After all, you feel so relaxed, so wonderful, perfectly fit to do your compassionate duties in your life.
咁好多人咧都識得去放鬆自己嘅身體嚇，去譬如去做 SPA 啊，或者係做任何嘢嚇，令到自己好放鬆，或者坐得好舒服嚇。咁你識唔識得去同樣咧係做一啲嘢咧，係令到你自己嘅心去放鬆咧嚇，令到自己嘅心好舒服咧咁樣。如果得嘅話咧，咁你就會發現咧，你能夠更加有效率咁樣去處理你日常嗰啲責任啦。
Question over here.
Good evening, Mr. Ajahn Brahm. I have a question that do you have a reason that end up your lay life and you become a monk? And is it heavier to live in an environment with people of the same faith around you?
咁有兩條問題啦，第一條問題就係、是、法師點解要出家啦嚇？咁、第二個咧就係、是、同一啲自己同信念相似嘅人一齊生活會唔會好啲咧嚇？開心啲。
So the first question, why I became a monk? When I was 20, I fell in love with a beautiful girl, and she dumped me. So I became a monk. Unfortunately, that's not true. The people go, oh, that's so romantic.
啊，點解法師要出家？咁你可能想聽到嘅版本就係咁樣嘅。但佢廿歲嘅時候俾個靚女撇咗，咁佢，咁佢覺得好傷心，咁就出家啦，係嘛
？Now, probably the main reason I became monk is when I was about 19. I went on a meditation retreat.And I get such beautiful meditation. The pleasure was better than sex. And I thought, my goodness, why need a girlfriend when you can meditate?
咁點解法師要出家咧？就係佢19歲嘅時候咧，參加個禪營啦。咁喺禪營入面咧，佢入到深入定，覺得好有喜禪悦啊！咁喺嗰一刻咧，佢突然間察覺到咧，哇！呢啲禪悦咧，好過性行為喎入邊帶來嘅快樂喎。咁如果咁樣，我仲點解仲需個女朋友嚟做乜咧嚇
？Girlfriends are a lot of trouble. They're very expensive. But meditation is cheap and free. And if you have girlfriend, eventually you get married. And that's real problem. Remember what I said about the three rings of marriage? What's the first ring of marriage? Engagement ring. Second ring of marriage. Wedding ring. The third ring of marriage. Suffer ring. Yeah. No suffering when you meditate. That's why I became a monk.What was the other question?
You want me to translate the first?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Uh-huh.
跟住咧，法師又知道啦嚇。咁、既然禅修嘅快樂係好過性啦，咁佢仲要女朋友嚟做乜啦嚇？咁女朋友咧就會為佢帶來好多麻煩啦，又好嘥錢啦嚇。咁跟住咧，女朋友遲少少又冤住佢結婚啦嚇。咁結咗婚之後就有好多苦惱啊、煩惱嚇。咁而家佢只係禅修已經可以咁快樂，咁佢仲要即係性嚟做乜咧咁樣嚇？The second question is, will you be happier with people with same faith with?
No, it's, there are two types of faith in our world today, two types of religion. The first religion bends the truth to fit their faith. And I don't like hanging out with such people, even if they're Buddhists. They bend the truth to fit their faith. Other people will bend their faith to fit the truth. I like hanging out with those people, even if they're Christians, Muslims, or whatever. If they look at truth as more important than their faith, they could be my friend.
咁信念有兩種啦，第一種嘅信念咧嘅人咧，佢哋咧就會歪曲佢哋睇到嘅事實，然後咧去令到佢哋嘅信仰睇得嚟更加合理啊。咁法師咧就唔中意同呢啲人一齊，就算呢啲人自稱自己係佛教徒啦，佢都唔中意同呢啲人一齊嘅啊。咁第二種人咧，佢哋咧就會好尊重事實啦。做嘅嘢合乎事實，即使呢啲事實同佢哋嘅信仰唔同，佢哋都係以事實為重嘅嚇。咁佢哋會改變自己信仰入邊嘅一啲嘢，去令到咧佢哋合乎呢個真理嚇。咁、如果法師咧就會中意同呢啲人一齊嚇。咁、即使呢啲人咧係叫佢哋自己為基督徒啊，或者係回教徒都好，咁佢都反而會中意同呢啲人一齊嚇。
Questions over here in this corner over here. They've been waiting a long time. Afterwards.
During your meditation, have you ever met some spiritual beings or even devils? And how would you respond to that? We think them to be some products of your imagination or some aliens coming from outside. Another question: do you personally believe in eternal recurrence? The universe would recur in the same manner for infinite number of times. Do you believe it? Thank you.
咁第一條問題就係法師禅修嘅時候有冇見到一啲即係神鬼啊嗰啲嘢嚇？咁如果有見到，你又點知呢啲係真係啊，定係你諗出嚟嘅咧嚇？點樣去分嚇？咁第二條問題咧就係問咧，法師相唔相信無限回歸呢樣嘢嚇？無限回歸大家知咩啦？嗬，就係講啊。
So the first question: have ever I met spiritual beings in my meditation? The answer is yes.I met myself.
啊，係又遇到啲神鬼啊，就係佢自己啊。
But devils and demons, they can't come close to you when you meditate. You are much more powerful than they are.
其實咧，即係講真啦，即係講緊啲鬼啊嗰啲咧，當你禅修嘅時候，你嘅心嘅力量係遠遠大過佢啊，所以佢冇可能行埋你身邊啊，搞搞震噶。
Now I'm not really supposed to tell these types of stories, but I told it a long time ago, so I've already done it. So I'm going to repeat it again. That once when I went to go and see ghosts, I was very surprised. This was in Thailand. As soon as I saw those ghosts, the ghost started running away from me. And when I chased after them, they say, "You can see us." I say, "Yes." Ah! And they were so afraid. Ghosts are more afraid of you than you are of them. You are much more powerful. You just don't realize that. It's just like they say, an elephant is afraid of a mouse. Just like human beings are afraid of ghosts. The ghosts are tiny. You don't need to be afraid. So next time you see a ghost, you scold them. Ghost, don't do this. If you want to come, come at the right time. Not this time. And the ghosts, they will have to follow. So you are more powerful. Remember that.
咁咧，法師就講講佢鬼故啦，咁啊
咁佢之前講過㗎啦，咁咧就話喺泰國嘅時候，當佢見到鬼嘅時候咧，佢就見到啲鬼走㗎，一見到佢就走㗎，咁佢跟住走去追嗰啲鬼，又問佢你點解要走啊咁樣，你見到我咩咁樣，跟住老師話係啊，我見到你啊，咁嗰只鬼就好驚啦，喺度鬼叫咁樣，咁其實呢個故事就話咧，當我哋即係成修嘅時候咧，我哋嘅生命力量好大，我哋唔使驚啊，咁假如你見到個鬼，見到只鬼走埋嚟，你叫佢走開得㗎啦，咁佢怕咗你㗎。咁其實咧，另一個比喻咧，就係一個大笨象驚咗只老鼠咁啊，其實完全唔使驚㗎。咁我哋人都係大笨象嚟㗎，鬼就係老鼠嚟㗎。咁所以如果你見到，你根本一啲都唔使驚啊。
But all of you people who are going to come on the meditation retreat here, you might meet a devil. You might meet Kuan Lo.
咁如果你嚟參加善緣咧，就會遇到呢個鬼佬噶。
What's the second question?
Eternal recurrence.
Eternal recurrence. That's part of science. But I was a theoretical physicist. I still keep in contact. That's Professor Carl Epstein of UCLA. A few years ago, he actually proved his theory that this universe is not the first universe, not the first Big Bang. It will recur again and again and again.There has been an infinite number of Big Bangs. There will be an infinite number of Big Bangs in the future. This is just a universe cycle, just as the Buddha said in the sutras. One universe after another, unending.
咁無限回歸啦，即係其實係科學嚟嘅。咁就一個加州大學洛杉磯分校嘅教授曾經就講理論啦，就因為法師以前係理論物理學家啦，咁就話咧佢發現而家我哋呢個宇宙嘅粒子咧就唔係喺佢發現而家呢個宇宙咧唔係唯一一個或者第一個大爆炸之後發生嘅。宇宙嚟嘅，咁其實就喺呢一次大爆炸之前咧，就發生咗好多好多次嘅大爆炸啊，咁所以咧呢個宇宙係一個無限嘅循環嚟嘅，咁其實呢啲嘢咧喺佛教入邊呢啲佛經入邊咧就台已經講咗噶啦。
That's just modern science. Most modern scientists accept that as the most proven theory.
大部分個現在嘅科學家咧。都接受咗啦，因為呢啲理論咧都係證實咗嘅。
Next question.
If you lost something, does meditation help you find it if you like?
唔見咗嘢，可唔可以透過禪修咧去知道啲嘢去咗邊？
Many people have lost their mind. Meditation helps you find it.
Give me your 心咧，禅修可以帮你揾翻。
But maybe you've lost something in the house. And with meditation, it helps you have a good memory. So you actually remember where you put it.
咁如果你喺屋企唔见咗嘢咧，禅修可以帮你即系增加你嘅增强嘅记忆，你可能会记得翻噶。
And I never told this story. It's nice actually because we're about to end, so a nice ghost story to finish up with tonight. Do you know that sometimes even a dog can become a ghost? This is a story from Perth where I lived, told me by a woman who lived alone and her best friend was her dog.She would take the dog on a walk every morning and evening in a local park. One day she came home and she realized she'd lost a finger ring on the walk. She went back to try and find it, but she couldn't find it anywhere. It was somewhere in the forest. Even though it was not valuable,It was like an heirloom. It meant something emotionally to her, so it was very important. She was very sad. She'd lost her ring. A few days later, her dog died. And she missed her dog like it was one of the family. But for the next few days,
she heard the dog barking in the house. She was not imagining this, and she knew that was the sound of her dog. When she heard the sound of the dog barking, she would open the door of the room, hoping to catch a glimpse of the dog she loved so much. But she could never see it. One day she heard the sound outside the front door of her house while she was on the other side. She opened it quickly, hoping at last to see her dog. But the dog was not there, but in the middle of the mat in front of her house was her fingering. Her dog, as a ghost, had found the ring that she lost, and that was the last time she heard the dog barking. True story.
All ghost stories are true. Sorry.
Summer joke.
咁咧，我先咧就講到鬼故咧，留下喺現結今日嘅開始啊。咁就話咧，佢喺澳洲咧就有一個弟子啦，就同佢分享呢個故事啦。咁話咧，佢有隻狗啊，同佢好鍾意佢隻狗啦。咁就成日帶佢隻狗散步。咁有一日咧，佢散步完返嚟咧，就發現自己唔見咗隻戒指啊。咁佢好傷心，因為咧呢隻戒指係對佢嚟講好重要㗎，有啲特別嘅意思啊。咁冇幾耐之後，過咗幾日，佢隻狗死咗啊。咁 再過咗幾日之後咧，佢經常咧都聽到佢隻狗喺度吠嚇，咁佢一聽到之後，佢就嗱嗱聲去追出去睇下啦嚇，咁但係就一打開門又唔見咗嚇，咁再過咗幾日之後咧，佢又聽到喺前門嘅位置咧，隻狗又有狗吠聲，係佢嗰隻狗嚟嘅，咁佢又好想見，好掛住隻狗啦，因為當佢屋企人咁樣嚇，咁就即刻衝出去前門嗰度打開門一睇咧。 又唔見咗嚇，咁但係呢個時候佢竟然咧喺地氈嗰度發現咧就有佢隻戒指喺度咁樣嚇，咁原來咧隻狗都可以變鬼嘅。
Is there any other questions? We could still stay for a bit longer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can we have this as the last question?
So for the more people want to ask questions, put your hand up.
I'll just
one. Okay, that's the last one I see. Yeah.
Okay.
Or two. Is there another one over there at the back?
I have two boys, and they are both hyperactive. How can I teach them meditation?
it's actually that cat. Oh, do you want to translate it first?
咁問題咧就係有兩個小朋友，但係兩個小朋友都係過度活躍嘅。咁禪修點樣幫到佢？
Actually, that is a wonderful thing to teach kids who are hyperactive. Teach them a little bit of meditation, and it really solves the problem.
咁其實咧係有啲好嘅方法係禪修嘅方法係教呢一類型小朋友嚇，咁可以幫佢哋解決到問題嘅。How
old are your children, first of all? Oh, they're in front of me there. Okay, I can see them behind the cushion. So, 10 and 12. So, first of all, teach them...
9 and 12.
So teach them just very short meditations for 2 or 3 minutes, first of all. And then build it up very gradually over time. When they start enjoying it, they will meditate more. With children, it's probably best to give them rewards to make their meditation. Bribery is a very good teaching technique for kids.
咁你咧可以首先教你嘅小朋友咧去禪修啦嚇，每一次大約2至3分鐘啦。咁如果佢可以靜靜地坐喺度完成嘅禪修咧，你就可以即係鼓勵下佢啦，俾啲好嘢佢，咁等佢好中意啊。And
bribery is traditional in Buddhism. Anathapindika, who was one of the chief supporters of the Buddha, had a son who was not interested in going to the temple. So Anathapindika told his son, every time you go to the temple, I'll give you $100. You don't need to do anything, just go into the temple, and when you come out after an hour, I'll give you $100. So he thought, this is an easy way to get some money. So he went into the temple, he either read a book or he just messed around, he wasn't going to listen to anybody, every time he needed $100. But after many, many weeks of doing this, he was in the temple, he needed $100, so he went into the temple, he was very bored, what shall I do? Well, I might as well listen to the Buddha. And it was just out of nothing else to do. And once he listened to the Dhamma, he was so inspired, he went home and gave all that money back to his father and said, thank you so much. And no longer did he need to be bribed to go to the temple. So that was a true story from the time of the Buddha. So you do that to your kids, and after a while, once they learn how to meditate, they give all that money back.
這個普里路其實一直善巧方法其實一直在佛教裡面都很長久傳統例如法師舉了一個例子就在這段時間吸孤獨長者很有錢的長者想他的兒子去學禅修但兒子不肯吸孤獨長者跟兒子說如果你去 每一次去完回來我都會給100元你譬如跟著他的兒子為了拿到100元他就很勤力地去那他去那時候他開始覺得悶了然後他真的開始去聽法他開始對法本身很有興趣然後回來就將錢還給他老爸就說以後你不用給錢我去了我本身已經很喜歡佛法了所以你可以試一下獎勵一下你的小朋友沒多久你的小朋友會將獎勵給你回來的
And if you want to get your husband to go to the temple, there's another technique which has worked so well. Because one of my disciples, she was Malaysian Chinese, and she came up to me and said, my husband, who was Australian, Caucasian, he said, I know he would benefit from coming to the temple, but he doesn't want to go. Every time I ask him, he won't do it. And I said, it's very easy. I said, go and buy one of my books. Take it home, and when you see your husband, tell your husband, keep your hands off this, this is mine.
有什麼辦法可以令你丈夫都喜歡禅修呢法師給你一個例子她有一個馬來西亞的弟子她老公是西方人她就很想你老公學習禅修禅修很好法師教了她的方法就是買一本書買一本她寫的書然後拿回家然後就警告她老公不要鬥那本書那本書是屬於她的
So that's what she did. She went home and told her husband, keep your hands off this book, it's mine. And of course her Australian husband was very upset when she went out shopping the next day. What does she mean? Keep my hands off this. So he opened it up and he read it from beginning to end and now he comes every week.
她老公就很好奇她太太出去的時候就偷偷拿本書來看看看看越看越喜歡現在每個禮拜都會禪修了
Okay, thank you all for listening.
Thank you.